Okay, let's do a little bit more background, all right? We need to do a little bit more background. Then I'm going to give you the conclusion, the crescendo from the president, and then the response from the squad, all right? So let's go back and give a little more background as to where this all originated, because these four freshmen in Congress have come out of the gates from the time they were elected, calling for impeachment, some of them, calling on Donald Trump to do X, Y, and Z, and Donald Trump is a bigot and a fascist, and you fill in the blank, right? And then here not long ago, as you well remember, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez accused the United States government of our law enforcement professionals that are working on the southern border of running concentration camps like Auschwitz or Birkenau. And they said, these are what we are doing as American citizens, which is completely absurd, offensive, off the charts, not a comparison to be made, because when do you make comparisons to Nazis? Well, the only comparison you make to Nazis are actual living Nazis today, period. You don't compare the president to a Nazi. You don't compare other people. You just don't, because there is no comparison. But let's go back to bite number two with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she's on this home video pontificating about the ills of America and what we're doing to children and so forth at the southern border. It's bite number two. Go.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are. They are concentration camps. And if that doesn't bother you, I want to talk to the people that are concerned enough with humanity to say that we should not, that never again means something.
Yeah, never again means we don't have forced labor and people starving to death and skin and bones. And of course, gas chambers where mass homicides are committed, mass murder by the hundreds, sometimes the thousands are committed. Yeah, we don't have those. Miss Cortez, but you delude yourself into saying such things, and it makes me wonder, are you really that obtuse, or do you truly believe these things, which might be even more frightening, that you would actually believe these things about your own country, that somehow we have cattle cars of human beings being sent to slaughter? So that's where a lot of this conversation began, and that's why so many people are turned off. That's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has a 74% name recognition, according to Axios, and a 22% positive rating. It's why Ilhan Omar has a 9% positive rating, according to Axios. All right, so let's go to bite number nine. Speaking of Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, and AOC all came to the podium yesterday to defend themselves against the big bad wolf and the racist president. And I don't think it was a good look for them, but you can judge for yourself. We'll go with bite number nine to start it, where she says, Ilhan Omar does, that President Trump is trying to kill millions of Americans. Trying to kill millions of Americans. I can't make this stuff up. It's bite number nine.
This president, who has been credibly accused of committing multiple crimes, including colluding with foreign government to interfere with our election. This is a president who has overseen the most corrupt administration in our history and pursued an agenda to allow millions of Americans to die from a lack of health care while he transfers millions of dollars in tax cuts to corporations.
Millions of people are going to die. By the way, can somebody please, anybody around, what does the term credibly accused mean? Can somebody please define for me credibly accused so we can all have an understanding of what that means? Oh, an accusation was made, but is it a credible accusation? And what makes it credible? You see, where I come from, America, you're always innocent until proven guilty. A credible allegation is a meaningless statement and a meaningless phrase in a meaningless term. Credibly accused. Credible allegations. I'd like somebody to define that for me. Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. And by the way, the most corrupt administration in American history, you know, if Warren G. Harding had lived, he might have had something to say about that. But It's a story for a different day. Now let's get right to it, because Ilhan Omar then went on to put Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, in the crosshairs by demanding impeachment, by demanding that it happen now. You know, Nancy Pelosi does not want to pursue impeachment because the American people do not want to pursue impeachment. And what's the charge for impeachment? He tweeted things that I don't like. I was offended. I think he's a racist and a misogynist and a xenophobe. I don't think those are high crimes and misdemeanors, even if they were true. It's bite number 10. Enjoy.
We can continue to turn a blind eye of the multiple crimes he's accused of. We can stand while he violates people's basic human rights and the responsibility that his administration has for the deaths of children on our border, or we can take action. I have not made impeachment central to my election or my tenure, but since the day that I'd gotten elected, I'd said to people, it is not if he will be impeached, but when. So it is time for us to stop allowing this president to make a mockery out of our Constitution. It's time for us to impeach this president.
Let me go straight to the bottom line for you. If Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley continue to be the face and the voice of the Democrat Party from here until November of 2020, Donald Trump will win in a landslide. These are not likable people. Whether or not you agree with what they say, they are not likable people. And they're not going to be any more likable, which is why their approval ratings are so very low. The president and the United States government are not responsible for the deaths of children at the border. Donald Trump is not planning to kill millions of Americans. It's patently absurd. You know it, so do I. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.